Alex, Billy, stay here and search until you find it. I will take Professor Hiawatha Smith to headquarters for questioning. The Scorpio engraving, the key to the greatest treasure on Earth. When World War II ended, all the gold, jewels, money, and art treasures captured by the Nazi army were hidden in a secret tomb, along with incredible new experimental super weapons for warfare. Guns, gases, rockets. With this unbelievable fortune and the weapons, I, the Red Skull, will be the next Hitler. I will lead an army against all mankind. I will start World War III. And this time, we will win. The Scorpio engraving will lead me to the treasures. Thank you, Hiawatha Smith, and farewell. And all the lines intersect in the middle of the unexplored Marabunta jungle.
But won't Smith figure that out too now?
Of course. But we have a head start, and I'll make sure we won't lose. My robot TV bird keeps them in sight every minute. What is our progress? Excellent, Herr Skull. We should be at the intersection in several hours. They will never even know we are here. Who but I would dream of tunneling under the jungle? We will reach the hidden treasure and be away with it before anyone knows we are here. At precisely 4:37, the sun will indicate the hidden location of the tomb. The small outcropping of rock casts the shadow of the swastika. There, at the very center, there. The entrance to the secret tomb. There, the treasure awaits. We have won! But first, you two must lay a trap for Smith and the others. I told you never to underestimate your opponent. If she survived the trap, the others have. Put her in the freezing support capsule. And then, we open the tomb and begin to change the face of the world. There it is. I want you to see it, Firestar. I want my enemies to despair in the moment of my triumph.
I'll open the door for you, Herr Skull.
Imbecile! Look! The legacy of Adolf Hitler. Mine! Jettison truck cell and stand by to dive. Two down, one to go. Cold enough for you? Wouldn't want you warming up and spoiling my party. Ah, the other guests are arriving.
No matter what happens to us, the world will stop you.
You think so? In a few hours, the world will welcome me.
Welcome you?
Yes. These rockets, with you and your friends strapped to them, will start World War III. The U.S. will assume another country bombed them. And they, in turn, will bomb that other country. And in a matter of hours, the superpowers will destroy one another. And the only leader powerful enough and rich enough to take over the world will be me. And don't think Professor Hiawatha Smith can save you. He'd have to swim the moat. And the moat is stocked with the most deadly fish known to man, piranha. He dived in. Now listen to the end of Hiawatha Smith. Now we launch the rockets. That won't save the others. The treasure! The treasure!